We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
A new subject to talk about and why, it's probably either politics or U.S. national news, just because it's most relevant. It's like what's going on right now. Like, that's the stuff that's going to be affecting me in the future.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Steve and Ted in the morning. Here at 7:45. Now, three big things. Three men appeal their convictions for planning to bomb Somali Muslims in western Kansas.
Two.
Groundbreaking for Wichita's new stadium with baseball opening day about 14 months away.
One.
Congress still working on a bipartisan border security deal. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
This morning, the gasoline prices in Wichita, $2.09 a gallon still. $2.09 after the prices jumped up yesterday, and that's what we were seeing yesterday. Right now in Wichita, traffic looking pretty good. Of course, the traffic conditions looking good once again this morning, but you're going to find out in a few seconds here in weather, 24 hours from now, things might not be so looking so good in traffic. Traffic update from KNSS is brought to you by Joe Dubravin, Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman, and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
One more day, mostly sunny and breezy today with a high of 60 degrees. Cloudy with a 40% chance for a wintry mix tonight, and the overnight low plunging to 22. Friday, cloudy, windy, and much cooler. An 80% chance for a wintry mix tomorrow, and a high of only 28 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch, voted one of America's 100 best bourbon bars for the second year in a row by the Whiskey Review. Located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano, the Monarch. 7:47 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Of course, Valentine's Day today, and we've been talking about how what people are going to be doing for Valentine's Day. 9 out of 10 Americans will celebrate Valentine's Day this year, and we're going to spend an average of $143, up from $135 last year. All this romantic consumption will bring us to a near record $19.6 billion on chocolates and greeting cards and the like on February 14th today. Valentine's Day is the United Parcel Service's second busiest day of the year, right after Christmas. The company will deliver more than 89 million flowers for Valentine's Day. They get a lot of flowers with UPS.
Boy.
And looking at the market now, stocks ended the day in the green Wednesday.
Markets closed higher, but off session highs. The Dow 117 points up, S&P 500 8 points, the NASDAQ 6 points. Investors are optimistic that the U.S. and China can find a framework on trade. Treasury Secretary Mnuchin and Trade Rep Robert Lighthizer are in Beijing. Key meetings to be held on Friday. Cisco was a big mover post-market on its strong earnings and outlook. Investors also hopeful that the U.S. can avoid another government shutdown. Congress has reached a tentative funding agreement, but it has less money than President Trump had wanted for a border wall. 2 days to go before lights out. From the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Deirdre Bolton, Fox News.
European plane manufacturer Airbus says it's going to stop making its Super Jumbo A380 in 2021 for lack of customers.
Really?
Yes, this is a big deal this morning. Abandoning the world's biggest passenger jet and one of the aviation industry's most ambitious and most troubled endeavors. Barely a decade after the 500-plus seat plane started carrying passengers, Airbus said in a statement that key client Emirates is cutting back its orders for the plane.
Ooh.
And as a result, we have no substantial A380 backlog and hence no basis to sustain production.
To keep doing it, yeah.
Yeah, so they don't have a backlog. You know, we talk about Spirit here in Wichita having a huge backlog of work to do. Well, apparently on this A380 project, Airbus doesn't have any backlog. And it could hurt, according to Airbus, about 3,500 jobs.
Jeez.
It'll have an impact, but I don't think that if we've seen pictures of that airplane, I've never seen one on a tarmac or anything, but 500 people.
It's massive.
Can you believe that? How do you get that in the air? Well, I got to think one of the things you have to consider, if you're going to be, if you're an airline and you're going to get a fleet, you'd have to consider the cost of fuel and that kind of thing. As I understand it, the Boeing products, are, that's what they've been working on.
Is fuel efficiency.
Fuel efficiency the past few years because, you know, the less money you have put in the into the tank, gas tanks, the better it is. All right, it's 7:50 now. Steve and Ted and the local educator will work on a presidential advisory board. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal with us, as always. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, the president of WSU Tech, now an advisor to President Trump. Sherry Utash has been named to the American Workforce Policy Board. Also serving on that board, some of the biggest names in business, including Apple CEO Tim Cook, Lockheed Martin CEO Marilyn Hewson, and Walmart CEO Doug McMillon. The board is chaired by Secretary of Commerce Wilbur Ross and Ivanka Trump. Again, as you talked about, the A380 ending, Airbus is ending that model. Airlines are opting for smaller, more fuel-efficient models. And what are the most romantic restaurants in Wichita? Well, Yelp has ranked them, and we have published a top 10. They are sure to be busy tonight, and if you haven't made a reservation, probably too late. The entire list featured in a slideshow on the WBJ website. Check them out at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Could you at least share one or two of them with us or not?
Well, I could, I suppose. I want you to go over to our website.
Never mind. Holy mackerel.
I'd like you to do. Let me get over
Mr.
there.
He doesn't know what they are. He's stalling
Cafe
now.
Cafe Bellamy is one of them.
Bellamy, yeah. Been there. Yeah,
it's mentioned good them twice this
very,
half hour.
Very romantic place, yeah.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Wendy's?
Let me check out.
Hardee's.
Wendy's? Yeah, and I don't know if they made
you never know. That's why you got to check the list.
Yeah.
George's French Bistro.
Oh, yeah.
Over there at the Central and Oliver area.
Hmm. Okay.
There apparently, that's not on your radar, Steve. You rolled your eyes when you said that.
No, I'm more of, do you ever go to the old Take Home a Burger on Maple over there by the ballpark?
Yeah, that's pretty good stuff.
You've ever been there, really? Have you? I mean, I don't think it's
been a long time.
I don't think it's there anymore.
No,
it's not. It was, of course, a little building smaller than the studio we're in now.
Smaller than most people's shower.
Yeah. And the guy who flipped the burgers had these muscle shirts on and no muscles. And his shirt was always dirty. I mean, anyway.
You'd always walk out of there thinking, how did this place pass a health code?
It doesn't. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
But by the time you sat down in your car, the brown paper bag that these came in was saturated with grease.
Already soaked with grease.
I tell you what, those were tasty.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Speaking about the ballpark, you know, and that's going to generate some, I imagine, some more interest in that neighborhood, although Delano has been doing very well. Ted was at the groundbreaking ceremony yesterday for the new stadium. Was Jen Wright there? I thought I saw a photo of Jen Wright from the Monarch there. Maybe not.
Jen Ray?
Jen Wright. I always call her Wright. Jen Ray. Was she there? Did you see her?
I did not see her.
Yeah,
but that doesn't mean she
helped turn
there.
Over some dirt. I
thought
think.
She was.
She had a shovel. Oh,
that's right.
But, you know, Ted was working, so he wasn't paying much attention.
Right.
So anyway.
I was being kept as far away from the dignitaries as possible.
That's a good plan. So we had, did you hear of, I'm sure you weren't listening, about 20 minutes ago, we had St. Shelley on the radio with us.
I did hear that, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, and so we wanted, you know, like the woman's touch on Valentine's Day and some insight and so forth. And next year, we can get Gretchen on, maybe, your wife.
Well, that sounds good, yeah.
Of course, there will be no pay involved in this.
Of course not.
It'll be done gratis.
It will pay her with love.
Okay.
Right.
Flowers, what do you do?
Which I do, of course, every day.
Flowers, you probably whisper sweet nothings in Gretchen's ears like, wow, you're sure lucky to have me, right?
You got it. That's exactly right.
Whack.
It's usually a card and some candy. And, maybe we'll cook a nice meal at home.
Wow. That sounds like a good idea.
Yep. Get that hamburger helper up in 20 minutes.
Yeah, I'm going to do this very same thing at my house, but we'll do that about 4:30 or 5, and then we can just come on out to your place. For the second round. How's that sound?
Come on over. We'll have some Fritos there and maybe a little dip.
Oh, sweet. That's exciting. On a more serious note, today is National Donor Day, also known as National Organ Donor Day. And just to increase the awareness about organ donation, you know, in the U.S., there are more than 120,000 people waiting for a life-saving organ donation. So, you know, this is a good deal. I mean, I'd like to be able to do that when, you know, when time comes.
And here's my tip. You may have the best intentions. You may sign the back of your driver's license. You may fill out paperwork, things like that. But you need to make sure everybody in your family knows you want to be a donor, because they're the ones who will be telling the hospital or whomever that
good point.
You want to be a donor.
Good point, Bill. Thank you, sir. Yeah. All right. Well, good. Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Absolutely. You too.
All right. And stay with Steve and Ted now in the 8 o'clock hour. Coming up, we're going to have the latest on Congress, the president, and a possible border deal. Ted has sports.
Yep, we'll check in on some hoops action last night and fill you in on what's going on in the world of sports.
Plus, entertainment news, the blur. I can hardly wait for the blur.
Morning. Entertainment news. Yeah. It's always good stuff. It's 8:35 this morning.
And traffic and weather on the way in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.